Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm sorry, I accidentally hung up the phone. So as I was saying, welcome to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week the show is designed to uplift and motivate Avon representatives and assist them in taking their Avon business to the next level. Whether you have been an Avon representative a day or 50 years, this show has been designed to help you. Each week, our guests will include life coaches, authors, Avon representatives, leaders, and spiritual advisors. This is a show you don't want to miss. Make sure you have a pen and paper at the computer when you log on. Also, if you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook. Well, as you know, a whole entire year has gone by. It is unbelievable. And I hope that you found some great success, not only in your Avon business, but in your personal life as well. One of the things we're going to talk about today, what the show is dedicated towards, is to help you plan for 2015. And this is the perfect time to do so. We've got a couple more days left in 2014, so this is the time to take a pen and paper, and maybe perhaps if you're off on the first, sit down and program the plans into place. And one of the things you want to do as an Avon representative is you want to get a hold of your finances. I may sound a little raspy, but I'm a little under the weather today, fighting a cold. So you want to get a hold of your finances. And one of the ways to do that is to track your finances and control your spending. And a wonderful program, which is really inexpensive, is called Quicken, Quicken. It's a software program. And you could do one of two things. You can either buy it from Staples or go online. You can Google Quicken and you'll find where you can buy it. Or you can go on a site like Amazon.com or eBay and get a used copy of Quicken. If you have an old computer, I would say you can even go and get a 2001 and up edition, and that will work just as fine. And what you would do with the Quicken is you have to first set it up. You got to set up your different accounts. So if you have a check account just for Avon, you want to put that. You want to set that program on the Quicken program. You have a personal account. You may want to do that. Set that up. And name that as your personal account. If you have another business account, another business, you want to set that up as an account. For as many bank accounts you have, you can set them up in your Quicken program. Then if you have, for example, debit cards or credit cards, you could also set up those credit cards in your Quicken program. And one thing that's nice about Quicken also is that you can even write checks from the Quicken program. And so what you're going to start doing is go to your local dollar store and get a small little notepad, one little flip pad that you can keep in your purse at all times. And the reason why you want to keep that flip pad in your purse at all times is that you want to start tracking down every penny that you spend. So if you go to your local grocery store and you buy a buttered roll for lunch, you are actually going to put that down. If you paid a dollar, you put that down, a dollar for lunch. Oh, and then if you buy You go to Starbucks and you buy a cup of coffee, you're going to put that down. If you pay toll, you're going to write that number down. If you buy inventory for your Avon business, you're going to write that down. Buy little enhancements. When I say enhancements for your business, I'm talking about tablecloths. I like to buy little decorations over Christmas time. I like to buy Christmas ornaments. We're getting ready to go into Valentine's Day. I'll buy Valentine's ornaments. Little things like that to enhance your business. Also, that can include your business card holders and things of that nature. When you set up your Quicken program, in addition to setting up your various bank account, you could also set up categories. For example, Avon inventory, dry cleaning, Pathmark, and whatever you spend your money. And what's nice about this is that at the end of the week, at the end of the month, or whenever you feel like doing this, you can set up a report to see exactly how much you are spending at each particular category. And I tell you, you'll be shocked. You'll be surprised how much a cup of coffee at a dollar, at a small cup of coffee for a dollar at McDonald's will add up when you look at it for the whole year. So it makes you start looking at things differently. Also, you also can see how you're progressing with your Avon. Sometimes some people I hear Avon representatives say, you know, I'm not making any money. But then if you're spending it as fast as you're making it, then you're not going to appreciate your earnings. So this is a very good way of, tracking your money, seeing exactly where you're putting your money, and also, more importantly, how you are spending your money. And also in your categories, don't forget savings. We often forget to set up savings. And so you want to set up a savings account. Now, I've mentioned to you everyone years ago, when I first became an Avon representative, I went onto youravon.com, and I set up a savings program. And I think I have $20 or $25 that I have taken out of my account. I think it comes out every 2 weeks. And I've been doing it for 4 years, and I have not touched that money. That money should be a couple of thousand dollars at this point. I would suggest you, as an Avon representative, do the same. This way it forces you to save. The other thing you may wish to do, and then also include this in your Avon, in Quicken, is you would like to set up a life insurance. And if I remember correctly when reading, I think you could set up as low as $2 and change, I think, campaign, which is absolutely nothing. So, you know, many of us do not have life insurance. So this is a life insurance that you can afford, and you owe it to not only yourself, but you owe it to your family. So that's one of the things you wish to do. And prepare yourself for the new year. Another thing you wish to do is to start fresh, start anew. What I usually tell my clients, and as you all know, the first of each month, I send out my newsletter. And today I spent my entire day, as sick as I was in bed, I spent my entire day creating my newsletters. And one of the things I wrote in my newsletter to my client is that every year, January 1st, I tell them, encourage them to reassess their makeup. Look, and this is something you should tell your clients as well. Reassess your makeup. Throw away the makeup that is contaminated. Throw away the makeup that you're digging in the tube with a hairpin, and buy everything brand new. And the same is true for your skincare. So what you may wish to do as an Avon representative is to call your existing customers, existing clients, and say to them you would like to set up for the next couple of weeks, you're setting up free skincare and makeup consultations. And in this way, you can meet with them, go over, tell them that you like to look at their makeup. And I'm telling you, when you tell people you want them to bring their makeup, or you'll have their makeup and skincare available for you to look at, trust me, they'll be very receptive in doing that. And be honest, go and look at the makeup and say, this is no longer any good. You're mixing products. You'll find that your customer's using Avon skincare, somebody else's makes moisturizer, this and that and the other, and you want them to be on a system, because the system, skincare system, is designed so that the package, each piece of the package, will work effectively together. So you want to make sure you have all your clients on the right track. And for a slow January, and we all know the month of January is extremely slow, this is a perfect way to guarantee you some income. And you want to do that's what you do with your clients, but you're going to also do the same thing for yourself. We all have demo products that we show our clients. This is the time to throw in those old demo, assess our own products, look at our demo products and see, should we throw them away and replace them with brand smacking new demo products. So if you're doing a lot of skincare and you take around with you the moisturizer and this and that and the other, look at it. If it looks really kind of tacky and kind of old, toss it and put it and replace it. Look at your display. It's a time for a new display. I've changed my display. I can't wait to pop mine out in January and show my new display. This is a great time to wash and iron your tablecloth, whatever tablecloth you're using for your display. So you want to make sure you have everything yourself for brand tracking new for 2015. The other thing you want to do, you want to purchase a business daily, daily calendar planner, a daily calendar planner. I have one of those Avon, planning case, which I got off of eBay, and so I didn't pay as much as it cost. And in there, I'm going to buy my 2015. Removable refill calendars and put them in, and then I'm going to put in my key dates. I know when I as everyone knows, I do vending, so I'm going to put in my vending dates, the ones that I already have and know. I'm going to actually put those in my schedule, and then for those people who don't know, I have a display case in one of the salons in the Bronx area, so I'm going to put those dates in which I have that schedule. And so this way I'm all ready, I'm on track and ready to go organized with my daily plans, and also my finances are now going to be under control. Also with your daily plan, what you want to do, you want to start listing, and I would do this on your calendar, on your Google Calendar, if you haven't done so already. I think Google Calendar is really great because, it syncs with your phone. I will go back and look at all my skincare clients, and I will schedule them in to talk about their skincare products and see when you think you should be ordering their next item, their next cleanser, their next moisturizer, this and that and the other, so you can stay on track with them. And I will put those in that calendar that you have on the Google. And the reason why I say on Google is because you may have a lot of them, you can't write them all in your paper calendar. But what you can write on your calendar, your paper calendar, you can have call clients. And you should have a specific time and a specific day in which you do that, calling your clients. You should put that in your client in your book. Since while we're talking on calendars, one of the things I'd like to share with you is on March 15th, Sunday, March 15th at 3:30, I am going to be hosting a workshop. And the workshop is going to be on how to host an Avon beauty spa party. So this way, I'm hoping with this, if those who come and follow the process, they can start earning extra money and expanding their business, not only through sales, but also by recruits. So that's going to be March 15th, Sunday, March 15th, 2015, and that's going to be at 35511 Boston Road in the Bronx. That's 3511 Boston Road in the Bronx. That is the third Sunday in the month of March. Again, you don't want to miss it. I'm doing, again, a workshop on how to host an Avon beauty spa party. So what you're going to learn in that, you're going to learn how to invite people. You're going to learn how to set up a display table. You're going to learn what kind of refreshments to have. You're going to learn various games, icebreaker games. You're going to learn how to make a hostess gift basket. You're going to learn how to take orders at a party. You're going to learn how to set up your books pre-party and post-party. And you're going to learn how to recruit at the party. So this is going to be very, very exciting. Again, this date is going to be Sunday, March 15th at 3:30. Please mark your calendar and feel free to invite your downline. I will mention this again in the month of February as well as January and, of course, in March. The next thing I'd like to talk about, and again, pardon me if I'm sounding nasal, is that one of the things you need to do in preparing yourself for 2015 is to create a business plan. That's something I will be doing tomorrow because I'm taking off again tomorrow because I'm so sick. I'm going to take that opportunity to create my business plan. And you don't have to be fancy. I mean, if you want to, you can. There is a field formed on the SBA site, and that's Small Business Administration. You can look up SBA. There's also templates in Microsoft. You can put Microsoft templates and write business plan. You can do that. Or simply just grab a piece of paper, and you can just create a list. It doesn't have to be that complex. It doesn't have to be that deep. And what you want to do, you want to write down your long-term and your short-term goal. So let's say your long-term goal is to become, you want to achieve the level of President's Club. Okay, so that's something that we all should be working towards. So that will be your long-term, that will be one of your long-term goals. So we know to become President's Club, it takes from Campaign 1 to Campaign 26 to become President's Club. And President's Club, you must have $10,000 in sales by Campaign 26, 2015. So in order to do that, your short-term goal should be to bring in sales, award sales of $384.62. $384.62 each week will take you to the level of President's Club at the end of C26. Excuse me. If you like to achieve the level of Honor Society, you need $20,000 in sales from Campaign 1 to Campaign 26. And then all you have to do really is just to double the 384.62 number, and that's what you would need each week, coming up to something like $700 every 2 weeks. So you may wish to do that. So that would be your short term goal. Another goal, a long term goal would be maybe is to have 26 new Avon representatives by the end of 2015. Well, then your short term goal would be to try to recruit 1 to 2 people per campaign each month. That would be your short term goal. So those are just some examples of short-term goals that you may wish to focus in on. Another thing you may wish to do going into 2015 is to commit to learning something new about your Avon products. So go onto youravon.com, go to your back office, go to the pathway, and start watching some of those videos and then learning about the products. And if there's something new that's coming out, what you can do, and this is what I do, particularly when I'm making my newsletters for my customers, I Google certain products and then I read up on it. So you could do that. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, you know, just one or two lines that you just need to know. You say it long enough, you'll have it all memorized. So that'll be great. The other thing you want to do for 2010 is to do at least one thing different, or add one more thing to your plate, your Avon plate for 2015. So, for example, if you're not doing a newsletter, maybe one of the things you want to do for 2015 is to incorporate sending out newsletters, email newsletters to your clients or to your downline. If you haven't done a mailing to your customers, like sending them campaign books, people that you don't see on a regular basis, you know, that you may want to start incorporating that. That's one of the things I'm going to do. That's one of the things I'm going to start incorporating into my schedule. You may wish to call your customers. That may be something you may have not done in the past that you may want to start doing moving forward. You may want to do something as simple as upgrading the type of gift you give your clients. You know, if you give them a little pull-off perfume sample, you may want to give them a lip balm. It's only 79 cents in the book, which, you know, with your 40% or whatever percentage you're at. You know, it's like half of that. So you may want to do something like that. Buy a bunch of them and give those out as samples to your clients. That could be your goal. That could be something different if you do in the year 2015. You may want to incorporate having home parties. Certainly that's something I'm going to do. So, you know, that's something that you may wish to add on to your business in the year 2015. So whatever it is that you wish to do, do it. Just make it happen in the year 2015. Another thing you want to do, you may wish to do in 2015, we talked about your finance, we talked about life insurance. Did we talk about life insurance? I can't remember. So, and I apologize because I'm on medication for this cold. So I am a little forgetful. So if we have it, I'm going to say it now. Avon has life insurance for Lewis, $2 and change, and you can find that on your Avon.com website. You can enroll in that. The other thing I wanted to talk about for the year 2015, if you have not done so already, start planning to attend at least meetings out of the year, Avon meetings, because this is where you learn about the Avon business, about products, exciting things that are happening with the company. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and I think that I encourage everyone to do so if you have not done so already, to start attending these meetings. And certainly invite members of your downline, your team, or even someone who's thinking about becoming an Avon rep. You know, you invite them to these meetings, they see what's happening, become excited, and then boom, you have a recruit. So I would strongly suggest that, you know, at least six meetings a year. Avon has at least two meetings. I don't know if you're aware, but I have at least two meetings a month. Your district manager usually have a new recruit meeting, a leadership meeting, and so you certainly can attend a sales meeting. So, you know, if you know that your recruits are attending these meetings, you yourself should definitely go there and be there with your recruit. Okay, so we talked about that. And then the last but not least, you should, in addition to coming on the radio call and listening to the radio shows, there are some people on who have been partnering us with Avon, Eric Cooper, for one, just the name, Rick Cooper, Eric, I can't think of Eric's last name, but Eric, and we have John Waller. They all came actually on the Lofty. all came on the Erin Lofton, and they're all motivational coach. And I listen to Eric on every Thursday at 7 o'clock. I know that Gillian and Ellen listen to, Ellen listened to Rick Cooper as well as Gillian, and Gillian also listens to Eric Lofton on the on their webinars. And Avon also has his own webinar, and that comes like once a month. So, you know, you should be on the webinars for these different motivational coaches, because they come up with, you know, it's not Avon, but the information that they provide us with is certainly information that you can apply to your Avon business. So, again, that, you know, if you want to write me for this information, it's pat@nyne.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. And just ask me to provide you with the information regarding the different motivational speakers. John Waller is our first Monday guest. He speaks every first Monday. He's a wealth of information, and he provides the Avon reps with free business counseling. And then you have, again, you have Eric and Rick, who charge a fee, but the fee is very nominal. And you have like a lifetime, I guess, for lack of a better word, a lifetime membership to their webinars. And I've learned so much, and my business has increased dramatically as a result of that. Oh, the last thing, for those people who've been like myself, this is the opportunity to look at your calendar, look and see what vending opportunities that you did last year, and then make sure you have on your new calendar for 2015 those dates that you're going to vend. And also, more importantly, I would say 3 months before those vending dates, I would have in my calendar to contact those various contact people who sent you the application in 2014. What I've done, you know, people don't mail anything anymore, so they send you things by email. So in my Avon email, I've created a folder for just Avon vending. And so all the applications that I receive from people and emails, I put them and save them in that particular folder, so that next week or this week when I open up that folder, I can see, okay, what's my vending opportunity. And getting back to your finance, one of the things you're going to find, one of the categories you can put in your finance is vending. You know, and you can see, in the long run, you're going to look and see if it was worth your time vending at a particular site, how much you spent, how much you bought in products, and how much you earned. And you could clearly see in black and white if the vending opportunity that you have done, was it worth your while. And one last thing, I promise this is it. One of the things you should do is plan your geographical area. I certainly have done that. I have selected the Bronx as my geographical area and the area in which I live. I don't go outside. I really don't go outside of a 5-mile radius of where I live. And I am working this area. And I would suggest that you do the same thing. Identify an area. If you work late and you can't work the area you live in, then certainly you can work the area that you work in. During your lunch hour, you know, you could take a lunch maybe once a week. You could take one of your lunch hours, put out your books, talk to people in your area, and just, you know, really secure that particular community and service that community. And when I say service that community, I only vend within a 5-mile radius. I advertise within that particular community. I'm hoping to do next year more things with the community, and that community giveaways or sponsorship within that 5-mile radius, because like Lisa Wilbert said when she came to Westchester a couple of years back, she wanted to be known as the Avon Lady, and that's what I want to be. I want to be the Avon Lady in the community in which I live. And if I find that if you're vending here in New Jersey, and the next thing you're vending there in Queens, and the next day you're vending in Westchester, you're spreading yourself too thin. You're gonna burn out, number one. And number two, what happens if you live in Westchester and somebody in Stony Brook, Long Island, asks you to deliver a $10 lipstick? It doesn't make sense. So, you know, really identify for 2015, identify your area in which you wish to work and work that area. Okay, everyone, so it's after 9, and I wish everyone a happy, happy, safe, and prosperous new year. And be well, and I'll see you in the new year. And our guest will be John Waller. And with everyone, good night. Make it happen. This is your campaign order due week. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
AVS Media Demos. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Media Demo.
Media Demo.